Your support is important to Living on Earth. Donate today by pressing the donate link on the left of this page. Every bit helps, and thanks.
Michigan is awash in water. There are the Great Lakes, of course, loads of streams and rivers, and an underground aquifer flowing with tens of billions of gallons of water a day. But the groundwater only seems endless. So when food giant Nestle announced plans to tap and bottle underground water in western Michigan, many residents became worried and decided to act. And as Andrew Stelzer reports, there's now a growing movement to turn Michigan's groundwater into a public trust owned by state residents.
For Michiganders, getaways on the shores of Lake Michigan are practically a birthright. Summers, it's to escape blazing Midwestern heat. In the colder months, it's a haven for cross-country skiing, hiking, and ice fishing. And the same water that fills the lakes makes Western Michigan farm country, a top cherry and apple producer.
If we open this, see, that's, the well is in the ground. The pump and everything is in the hole down there, almost 190 feet. Let me get some water running and see if it comes on to you.
Dave Smeltzer owns and operates Perklin Orchards, an apple and cherry farm about 5 miles from Lake Michigan in Bear Lake. Smeltzer estimates he uses about 1.7 million gallons of well water a year to irrigate his fields and cool his cherries after they're picked. There's so much water under his land, his two wells have never run dry in 50 years. And he has no concern that the future will be any different, even for his neighbors who run larger operations.
Some of these guys are running the wells constantly. I can imagine how much withdrawal. And yet, there's still water. There's still water. It's recharged. Lake Michigan, the level of Lake Michigan is not dropping. There's water available for us to use. We need to understand that water is renewable, just like trees. You can plant trees. It rains. There's water's renewable. It's always there.
Smeltzer's confidence in an infinite water supply is pretty common among Michiganders. Many towns around here don't even have water systems. Everyone just digs a well and gets their water off their own land for free. But a couple of bottled water plants have brought the question of water regulation and use to a head. The Nestle company wanted to extract water from a shallow stream for its Ice Mountain brand.
They were talking about pumping, you know, over 100,000, maybe even 250,000 gallons a day.
Jay Peasley is a board member on the White River Watershed Partnership and was part of the group that sued Nestle.
So you're talking about, you know, cutting the flow by, I think it was 20% or something. And it's a blue ribbon trout stream up here. They have native brookies in it. So not only would the fish be impacted, so would everything else that lives here. You know, the goldfinch, the eagles, just everything that live in this area.
Amid an uproar, Nestle had to cancel its White River plans. At another Nestle site, a judge agreed the company's project would sharply reduce the flow of the Little Muskegon River. But the ruling also changed the equation for such projects. Before, you could use water until it affected your neighbor. Now, the economic benefit of extracting groundwater could outweigh ecological harm. That got the attention of State Representative Dan Scripps, whose district covers 100 miles of Lake Michigan coast.
Even though you're causing harm to the resource, even though it's not sustainable and you're hurting your neighbor's ability to access their well and their water, now if you can show a large enough profit, we may let you do it anyway. Well, that, I think, puts us on a slippery slope.
So Scripps has proposed a solution in the state legislature. He wants to put Michigan's groundwater into what's called a public trust. It's a designation that already protects most rivers, lakes, and streams in Michigan. With this bill, the water underground would now also be owned by all residents of Michigan and protected by the state. A hedge, perhaps, against a future water-limited world.
The statistics globally are that there is a global water crisis and the scarcity and demand is going to strip supply by 30% in, what, 20 or 30 years, of the most recent reports I've seen.
That's attorney Jim Olson. He argued the case against Nestle.
So, those people have their heads in the sand to believe that we are somehow have this unlimited supply and the rest of the world won't come at it when they're thirsty.
Olson's concerned about a day when climate change could turn this region into a no-cost freshwater fountain for the world.
There will be very little that people will be able to do to stop the transport of water out of the Great Lakes Basin.
But not all Michiganders are concerned about a run on the state's water supply by drought-driven outsiders. This public trust idea is seen as a threat by some who worry the law would give the government too much control and lead to the taxing and regulation of people's wells. People like orchard owner Dave Smeltzer.
I just fundamentally and philosophically disagree with Representative Scripps on this issue because there's adequate protection for water in Michigan now. So in addition, this additional layer of legislation intrudes more into a personal use of the water and the private property rights thing.
Additionally, industries that use large amounts of water are concerned the law might prevent them from getting it for free, and that could have an economic ripple effect. Eric Neubecker is a geologist at his family's well-digging business, the Raymer Company, in Marne, Michigan. They drill more than 250 wells every year.
The abundant groundwater in the state of Michigan is one reason why farmers, the fruit growers, are here. And now, if we make it unattractive for them to be in business here, and that would have an adverse effect on our business because there'd be fewer wells to work on, fewer wells to drill. It'd just have a total, you know, negative effect on the entire economy.
Representative Scripps says his bill would not result in any taxes at all. He says it's essential that the Great Lakes water, which accounts for more than 20% of the world's surface freshwater supply, is protected at all stages, not just above ground where we can see it.
If we don't have protections on every stage of the water cycle, the truth is that we don't really have protections on the Great Lakes because they're all connected. Because a private right to water, if the water's not there, doesn't mean a whole lot.
Vermont and Hawaii already hold groundwater in a kind of trust, and the results there have been positive. But Michigan has never suffered a significant water shortage, so preventing a future one will likely be a hard sell in the state legislature next year. For Living on Earth, I'm Andrew Stelzer in Benzie County, Michigan.